The Sheep Inn podcast is made possible through the courtesy of the Apollo Music Group and a grant from the Mary J. Pinkerton Youth Advancement League.
Okay, I'm Josh Cronenberg, and I'm Billy Andrews, and you're listening to the Sheep Inn podcast, third edition. That's three, yeah. Cool. I said before, this is the third edition of the Sheep Podcast, and fuck, you can't say that. Okay, so like I said, this is the third edition of the Sheep Inn Podcast, and well, it's been a long time since we did the last one, and the realized that I can't talk today.
I know. Anyway, the reason we didn't do one for, God, I think we did the last one in July, and that's like almost 3 months ago.
It was really hot when we did it too, because we did it at my house, and we're doing it at my house now, but it's nice and cool.
Yeah, and then Josh went on vacation for a few weeks to Australia.
Yeah, I went to Australia. It was really cool. I went with my parents. It was great.
Yeah, and a few weeks went by, and I almost did one by myself, but I figured now that won't be any fun. Yeah. And no one listened to it.
You didn't tell me that. That would have been terrible. I wouldn't have liked that at all. I would have done something about that.
What are you going to do? Hit me?
No, you know what I'd do is I'd call our, those people that give us money to do this. Who are they again? Oh my God, I shouldn't say that.
Oh, the Mafia?
No. the Annenberg people.
Oh, the Mary J. Pinkerton people. And that's another reason why we didn't have a show, because they got mad at us because we played a song called I Like Pot.
I know, so what they did was they got in touch with my parents, and they said, you know, your boys have been doing this. And so my parents called Billy's parents up, and they listened to it, and my parents were like, so what?
Yeah, they said, what's wrong with that? So they said that, then they called them, and then they got it all situated out, and we're still getting contributions for them to do the show, but we're on probation.
We're on probation. That's like having to go to the library, you know.
But if we play another song about pot,
we're in trouble. So what we're going to do this week is we got a great cross-section of stuff that we took a lot of time to pick this stuff out, another cross-section of everything that the sheep people do. And I think that for this month, we have the kind of a spooky theme. It's almost like it's Halloween, because Halloween's like 2 weeks away.
Yeah. There's like, what, two songs?
Well, there's kind of spooky. God, just trying to show you that we're doing something different.
I almost forgot. The last show
what's so funny?
The last show we were supposed to play 10 songs, and we only played 9 because apparently we can't count, or we just missed a song. And we get this email from this guy complaining about it.
Okay, so here's this guy's email. I printed out so I wouldn't forget it, so I'd read it right. He said, you only played 9 songs in the last podcast. You're supposed to play 10, and where did the other one go? So I thought, what an idiot. So we're going to go ahead and play one more this time around.
Yeah, we're going to play a song we forgot to play. So that makes 11, and 11 with the 9 makes 20, and then we're even. So that guy, are you happy now?
Yeah, he's got some stupid username, so I'm not even going to bother saying it.
Right. Okay, so he knows who he is.
Yeah. Okay, so what the
heck? You know what? I just hope it's not somebody at school that's going to beat us up now.
I don't think anybody at school would be cool enough to listen to this. Okay, listen.
No one at school has even mentioned it.
No, I'm trying to say something. Okay, I'm trying to make this like off, you know, the fluid. So what we need to do, if you want to get a hold of us or send us an email, please you can contact us at
thesheepinn@gmail.com.
Okay, and then just let us know that you're enjoying it, or what you don't like about it, and whatever you don't like about it.
Oh, and
we don't care.
Inn is spelled I-N-N.
Oh, that's good to know. So it's sheep, I-N-N. That's cool. Okay, so where are we at right now?
Okay, here's the first song. The first song is called Mother's Cabinet.
That's a good one. That's
yeah, and it's actually the latest thing that they recorded and actually released on cassette, which came out in 1996.
Well, that's 15 years ago.
15? I'm trying 13.
Well, that's why I don't put those things. Shut up!
Anyway, so it's called Mother's Cabinet, and lyrics are by Lillian Wilson, and the music is by Danny and John and Chris, and the sheep on this particular song are Lillian with Jeff Mitchell on vocals, and then the music was done by Danny and John, and
bass, drums, tambourine, and orchestra by Chris Metz. Orchestra?
How did he? I you know, you heard the song, but
I didn't hear an orchestra.
That's an orchestra?
Well, you judge for yourself.
Probably a keyboard orchestra is what he means.
Oh, and Melodica is... The woo-woo thing is Jeff Mitchell. You'll hear it. It sounds like a clarinet or something.
Yes, I think it's called Melodica.
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 And this is one of the couple songs that we have featuring Lillian Wilson.
Yeah.
So here we go. Mother's Cabinet. She sings. She sounded like she was kept on going though.
Oh yeah, at the end. I like at the end where she's got. Going home happy. That's cool. I like the echo on the drums. I like echoey drums.
Echoey drums. It goes like that.
Yeah. Did he record that in an echo chamber?
I think he did.
Yeah, he must have an echo chamber in his house.
That's amazing. Okay, so that was produced by Chris Matthews, who actually is the composer and the performer on the next song. It's called Who's Trying Now? What page is that?
This time around, we actually made a book with all the info instead of going through cassettes everywhere.
But now you still have to find it, though.
Yeah, I guess I should have found it during the song.
Okay, well, you know what? I gotta put a load in the dryer that my mom told me. I'll be right back. Go ahead and find that.
Okay, I'll go ahead and find it. So, the next song is gonna be Who's Crying by Chris Matthews from the If I Had a Hanger album.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. You know, I emailed some of the Sheet members about their songs, but only a couple of them wrote back. So, but he didn't write back about that song, so we don't get any information about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Josh is still trying to put the laundry in the dryer, so I guess I'm on my own on this one. So, when I first got this tape, I couldn't stop playing it because every song on the tape is really good, and this is one of my favorite ones called If I Had a Hanger. And it's music is all by Chris with Paul Sador playing the guitar. And I'm waiting for Josh to come back because, you know, I can't play a song without him. And I don't know what else to say besides, well, this came out in, what year did this come out? It came out in, well, what do you know? Chris didn't put the year on the liner notes of the tape. So I think it was somewhere in the mid-80s that he did this one. I think in 1987 or 86. And I wish Josh would come back because I'm getting tired of talking. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and put on the song while he's out. So here's If I Had a Hanger by Chris Matthews.
We'll be right back.
Okay, that was Chris Matthews with...
If I saw all of you, that's not why couldn't you wait till I was done putting in the laundry for my mom?
I got tired of talking, my throat was getting dry, and I had to put on the song so I can go get some water or something.
Oh, God. Well, anyway.
Well, you'll just have... You've heard the song.
I know, but I like to hear it again as we're doing it.
Well, you'll just have to listen to the show or play the tape. So that
tape?
Or play the transfer weekend. I know we can't play tapes.
Okay.
So, since it's the month of Halloween, we decided to play...
That's a smooth transition.
Shut up, you're making me laugh.
Sorry.
Anyway, so, since it's October and Halloween's in October...
October 31st?
Yeah. Anyway, so...
Hey, what are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm just going to eat candy.
You're not going to, like, dress up or nothing?
No.
Why not?
I'm too old for that now.
Oh, I'm too old for that. I guess you're right. We're going to... Oh, you know what we should do? We should go kidnap Darren. Yeah, kid down the street, and we should steal his candy like we did last year. That was funny.
Oh, great. Now it's on the podcast. Oh, now Darren's going to go tell, and then they'll come back, and they'll find this, and then they'll say, oh, it was you.
You got quite an imagination. Do you really think that's going to happen?
Yes, I do.
Probably going to do that. Okay, anyway, so anyway, Halloween, in the theme of Halloween.
Yeah, so they have this song called Halloween that they did on the Sheep for Sale album, which came out in 1986, and it features Ken Paul, Chris, and Jeremy, and it was created by Ken Paul and Chris, and it's like kind of abstract-y music, if you, I guess. Abstract-y music. And isn't over the abstractiness, they put this preacher guy on it.
Layer upon layer of abstractness.
Yeah, it's abstractional.
It says Jeremy is squeezing Max the cat on it. So I guess there's a cat going, rawr, but I can't really hear it.
Well, maybe we'll turn it up loud when we listen to it.
Yeah, okay, that sounds cool.
Anyway, so here's Halloween.
Sheep.
If I never knew before that I was saved, because if Jesus hadn't been in my heart, I'd have had that man on the ground.
Wow, that's really abstractional.
That could go on a little longer, too. It's too bad that it didn't.
Yeah, it's kind of short, but I like the way they end it, where they slow it down and go, underground.
it's like dramatic or something.
Yeah, that's like, I really would. I like that it's the last song in a tape, and it really ends that tape well.
Tape. You know, why hasn't Chris Matthews put that out on the website?
I know, that's like my favorite album by them, and it's still not on the website. They're still, I mean, because they sent us tons and tons of cassettes, and from what I get, Chris also sent me this book of everything they did, even if it was bad or not. And it's like 80 tapes that they made.
My God.
And
well, but we've been through most of those, though.
Yeah, and, but they were only able to track down from, like, different members. Different members sent us some stuff. And we only tried to track down 60 of them so far, so, like, there's, like, 20 of them we haven't even heard yet.
I know, it's going to be really cool when we do, because we can't play everything, but we'll play the best stuff from it.
Yeah, and, like, on the website, they've only got, like, a tiny bit of that.
Oh. I know, so they need to put on more. That's a sheet for sale. Maybe we can, like, start an email campaign.
Yeah, email campaign. And from what I understand...
You're making fun of me.
You're the only one here. Who am I going to make fun of? Me?
Well, I have a cold.
Okay. Anyway, so from what I understand from Paul's door, the reason it's taking us so long is because Chris, I guess, owns a lot of the original tapes they made. And I guess he's kind of going kind of slow transferring them.
Yeah, well, you know, it takes a while to do that, I suppose. But, okay, anyway, the next song that we're going to be doing is called Out of Gas Blues by the Mad Morticians, which is mostly like Rob Perone and his buddies. And this is a really funny song about how he ran out of gas and he gets in a fight with his wife. It's really funny.
Yeah, that's a good song. It's a good light song after that kind of heavy, abstractionist little song.
Yeah, you know, this is kind of inspiring, though, because I think that you and I should try to make up songs sometime.
Yeah, the only thing is we'd have to learn how to play something.
Okay, here's Out of Gas Blues by Mad Morticians. Thank you. is drawing. That's such a great song, and you'll never get out of your head.
Yeah, that's good. I like when he goes, goddamn son of a bitch!
Shut up! They're gonna get mad at us again!
You can say that on TV.
Oh, it's great for a teenager to say that. Goddamn son of a bitch!
Well, maybe they won't listen to this show, so...
My mom's gonna kill me.
Anyway, so the next song is it's by this band called Men, and we don't know who Men are because there's no info about them on the website.
This is Man 1 and Man 2.
Yeah. Because we haven't got, that's one we didn't get on cassette or CD. We only got the stuff off of the internet.
And it's a pretty silly album. There's all kinds of weird stuff on it, like skits and all that. But there's one song that I liked a lot.
Yeah, it's like the only serious song on that.
Right, and it features April Kearns singing with it, and it sounds really neat. Yeah. It's called Love Knocked Me Down. Apparently they're, like, sad, or maybe their girls left them or something. I don't know what it is about.
But it kind of gets silly towards the end.
Oh, that's right. You'll have to listen to what happens at the end, because they take it to a different place.
Yeah.
You'll see what I mean.
Yeah. And apparently they are two guys from Sheep, but... All it says in the credits is Man 1, singing and instruments. Man 2, instruments and singing.
Wow. Well, that means they both do all kinds of stuff on it.
Yeah, now, so maybe we'll be able to interview them and find out exactly who Men are, or they probably won't even tell us.
Probably not.
Probably not.
So, but that's okay. Okay, so anyway, here we go. Sorry. Wait, I'm sick. I've just got over a cold.
Why am I sitting next to you then? I don't want to
I'm not contagious.
Okay.
Love Knocked Me Down by Men and April.
From 1993.
Wow.
Fire dance. Look at them dancing.
They have bones in their noses.
They got bones in their hair or a bit.
Yeah.
I'd like to get a picture of that.
I think you should.
Okay, I'll go over here and take a picture.
Wait, make sure that I'm in the picture. Wait a minute, I want to get inside.
Okay, I took the picture. It came out really quite. What's wrong?
I fell.
Are we there yet?
So that was love knocked me down.
Three. No, I'm gonna count. No, no, I know. 3, 2, 1.
Why are you counting backwards?
So, makes it easier to start. Wasn't your brother gonna help? My brother gonna help you edit this?
No.
Okay.
I think he got mad at us last time we asked him to edit it, and we kept like going, no, cut that part out. And he kept saying, no, leave it in.
And I was like, no, cut it out. And then he got really mad, and he smacked me upside the head.
Yeah, and then he stormed out, and then we went, you know what, let's just put it out the way it is.
Yeah, it's fine, so.
Because it takes too much time now. Like,
so 3, 2, 1. Okay, that was love knocked me down.
Yeah, I don't get, like, the ending, because they go to Jamaica, and then they go to a fire dance.
I know, it's funny. It reminds me of the Flintstones.
The Flintstones.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so, enough of that song. The next song is called I Can't Relax by John Wilson from his album 15 Minutes to Darkness, which came out in 1993, and he actually wrote me back.
Oh, he did. That's cool. What did
he say? About what inspired this song.
Actually, I know he wrote him back. I'm just saying that so it sounds like, you know, it's new.
What is like we didn't rehearse this beforehand.
Like it's just off the cuff, as they say.
Yeah, but actually we got big scripts and...
Can you hear the big scripts? Yeah, this is a book.
Yeah, we need Darren to come in and hold the cue cards.
And then we can smack him upside the head.
Yeah,
and punch him in the head.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's called I Can't Relax, and he plays everything on this except at the very end, there's a lead guitar by his brother Steve Worth, and that is his brother. He told me it's his brother.
But they have different last names. So that's just ridiculous.
Well, apparently he's lying?
I don't know.
Anyway, so yeah, he said that they have different fathers, that's why they have different last names.
Sounds like a TV movie.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's called I Can't Relax, and I keep saying the title. And he said that his friend Danny was listening to some of his stuff, and he says that your music's kind of slow.
Slow? What does that mean?
I mean, I guess it was just, you know, slower than, like, what he likes. Because apparently, you know, he didn't like it. I don't know.
I doubt that.
Anyway, so he said, why don't you do, a faster one? So he took it as a challenge to do a faster song. So he said that one morning he got up and he was too sick to go to work. And he guess he had a flu coming on. And he said he sat down and wrote and recorded this song to appease his friend Danny.
Well, that's pretty elaborate just to make his friends do. Did his friend like it?
Yeah, he said his friend liked it. Okay. And yeah.
So he put it on. Okay, so this is I Can't Relax, and you will not be able to relax when you listen to it, that's for sure.
Yeah,
okay. John Wilson, I
can't relax.
Thank you.
On the box. It makes me nervous, and I can't
So that way they can't relax by...
3, 2, 1.
We just stop them. I knew it come in.
Sorry.
Duh.
Sorry.
The song was over, and you don't need to go, okay. Oh, the song's over. 3, 2, 1, start. I knew the song was over.
Wow.
3, 2, 1.
Take a sedative. Let me go.
I gotta stop drinking Mountain Dew.
Okay, here we go. That was...
I can't relax by John Wilson, and go! And okay. She turned into okay,
this
song.
Okay, this song is called Conscience at Deadlines off the Part 1 album. Now, apparently what happens is that they were going to make a concept album about basically kind of an environmental type of story where somebody's trying to build out this great city in the middle of the desert, and the people don't want them to. So
actually, it's like two people don't want them to from the storyline. The storyline is that this big corporation... moves into the desert, the spacious desert, and they're going to build this entire city. And there's this character called Old Clem, the dried-up desert rat. And he's upset that they're ruining his home. And he befriends a truck driver named Rogelio.
Starts to understand what he's talking about and tries to do something about it. Anyway, so this is the second song. This features the character Mr. Humphreys, who's
in charge of the whole corporation.
He's in charge of the whole project, but he's completely wishy-washy. He doesn't want to do it because he's actually like kind of a hippie inside, but he knows that money means everything when it comes to civic stuff, and so he's just kind of going, I don't know what to do. So this is that song called Conscience and Deadlines, and it's really great because toward the end, Ben Daniels...
His character rushes into the office, and his name is Brock Boulder, and he puts him straight in his place.
Yeah, he's like the contractor, the building contractor, okay? And so it's kind of like a little opera within the opera, which is... they never finished it. Okay, so here we go.
Yeah, this is from Part 1, and apparently from what I gathered from Paul Sador is that they never could think of a title, so one of them just said, let's just call it Part 1.
Yeah, and then they have Part 3... But they don't have Part 2.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, we'll have to find out why that is. But so the sheep on this particular song is Danny, Chris, Ken, and Ben.
And Jeannie as the secretary, I think.
Yeah, and it's produced by John and Chris.
Very good.
So here it is.
Conscience and Deadline.
Mr. Humphrey. Oh, Brock Boulder's been waiting in the lobby for a long time to see you, and I think it would be most courteous if you saw him right now.
Staring out the window, it's time to go home. I'd rather be sailing than tied to the phone. Sunset.
And we're back. Slowly and gracefully starts talking.
My grapes. Okay. The next song that we're going to play is a result of the email that we got from OmegaMan_45, who said...
Yeah, but he really should have been called stupid bothering everybody that does a podcast guy.
I know, like who cares?
Yeah.
But so, just so we can... For OmegaMan_45...
Yeah, we're going to play the song we forgot to play.
Yeah, it's called Ah by the Side Doors. Now, the Side Doors are Paul Sidor and his brother Steve, right?
Yeah, and Steve has the same last name as Paul, so there's no argument about them being brothers.
See, it's so much easier it is that way.
Yeah, I guess one of the John and Steve guys, I guess one of them should have changed their names to make you happy, because you're stupid bothering guy that brothers have to have the same name, man.
Shut up, I'm not like OmegaMan_45.
I think so.
Good. Okay.
And stop eating.
I'm hungry. Okay, all right. We got, okay, so here's Ah, but it's one of those really cool kind of instrumentally type things, but not really.
Yeah, it's very soothing.
Soothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ah, the Side Doors.
The Sheep and Podcast.
God, shut up. Brought to you by Kellogg's.
This to you.
In the morning. All right, stop. Okay, here's the song. We're done fooling around. Here's the song. Ah.
Yet again.
Yeah. And it's called Louie and the Three Bears, and it's an old song, and John wrote me, I asked him about that song too, and he said that Louie knew, you know, it was like an old song that Louie knew, and apparently her drama coach, her drama coach claimed that he wrote it, but in later years she found out that it was like a hit song like way before that, and apparently he didn't write it and completely lied that he did.
Wow, that's ridiculous. So she's like an actress too? God, she's neat. She takes pictures and stuff, and she's, God, I like her. She's so neat.
Yeah.
Give her my email address.
Okay. And so this is Lolita and the Three Bears. And she said that this was the first song she ever recorded with the Sheep guys when she first started hanging around with them.
That's cool. It's like a jazz thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, she said it's kind of like it was her initiation into the club.
Initiation?
Yeah. Okay. So here it is, Lolita and the Three Bears, and it's from the...
This is not on anything, is it?
It's on a compilation album.
Compilation.
Yeah. And of course... We have our notes, but of course we forgot to turn to that page before the song ended.
What's it off of?
It's either off of a Sheep... Is it off of Sheep Collectibles?
No.
Off of Sheep Barrington. No. Well, there's an album called Sheep Shit.
You can't say that. God.
Well, that's the name of the album. I gotta say it, the name of the album. I can't say Sheep Bleep. That sheep sounds dumb.
Sheep... Okay, here we go. It says here, Lillian and the Three
Bears. Oh, maybe it's Sheep's Hit.
Sheep's Hit. That makes sense.
But apparently it's not, because there's a capital S and then another capital S, and that would make that word that word. So we'll call it Sheep's Hit, just to not to annoy people.
Okay. Here we go. Lillian and the Three Bears. It says here, this book is falling down. Okay. Lillian has lead vocal, snaps, and... claps.
You can't read the word claps.
Well, I need glasses. Okay, and then Tina. This is a bunch of chicks on this one.
Yeah.
Tina, John and Jeff share claps and backing vocals, produced by Chris and Lillian. So Lillian, production credit. She produces too.
Yeah, and a lot of claps on it. So here's the song, and we'll hear it now.
Upon a time in a wee little cottage, there were three bears. And one was the papa bear, and one was the mama bear, and one was the wee bear. One day they were walking in the deep woods and talking, when along, along, along came a little girl with golden hair. And upon the door she knocked, but no one was there.
Audition.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool.
That's cool.
That's like the end of Get Back. Somebody pass the audition.
Yeah, I like that song.
Okay, but that's not Sheep.
No, that's the Beatles.
Okay, so now we've got from Mike Edwards. This is an album called Minky Goes to Hollywood. I don't understand what that means, but
maybe that's like his nickname, Minky.
Minky, but why did he go to Hollywood? Or what?
Well, I guess it was better than going to somewhere else.
It could have gone El Monte. Okay, this song is called Llama of Love.
Yeah, that's a weird title.
I don't know why it's Llama. Llama of Love. It's like some kind of a statue, maybe?
Maybe it's, I can't make anything
okay,
up good.
So it's Mike has a lead vocal, and Chris did all the music, which means drums, bass, guitars, backing vocals. And they did this, they recorded this in 1983.
Yeah, and so far it's the only solo project that Mike Edwards has done. But It's a good song. I really like the chorus a lot on this song because I like the way it sounds and flows. It's a good song. It's one of my favorite songs off of this one.
It's a good one. Yeah, my mic puts out some good stuff.
God, that's stupid. Why did you do that? I had to burp.
Okay, so this is called Mama of Love by
Why'd you stop eating?
Well, you burped.
Mama of Love by Minky Edwards, I guess is probably what they call it. Maybe Minky's his real name and Mike's his nickname.
Could be.
It's been so long since you've been gone. You've been so far away. I'm asking you to stay. I dream all day, I'm wasting away. My thoughts are no longer sane. I like my hamburgers plain. To ride your llama of love, llama of love, llama of love. Please let me ride your llama of love. I want it now, give it to me somehow. I can't wait another day. I won't let you get away. I need you and your animal too. Please bring animal fat down with you. Llama of love, llama of love. I've got to ride your llama of love. Llama of love. Let me ride your llama of love. Llama of love, llama of love. I've got to ride your llama. Let me ride your llama of love. I've got to ride your llama of love. Please let me ride your llama of love. Oh, I've got to ride.
I gotta get my phone.
Oh! What's right when the song ends, the phone rings.
I don't know who this is, so I'm just gonna ignore it.
Okay.
Anyway, that was Llama of Love by Mike Edwards.
Great song. Llama, love, llama, llama. Oh, yeah, we can sing.
Yeah, that's why we're not gonna put out anything.
Oh, will you shut your phone off?
Okay, shut up. Jeez. Okay,
The next song.
This is our last song of this particular edition of the Sheep In podcast.
How sad.
Time goes by when you're doing stuff. Okay. All right. So the next last song is a song called A Quack, and this features another chick, Eric Connolly, singing vocals. It's like a Madonna. They're making fun of Madonna.
Yeah. And this was actually on some. They wrote a spec. One of the guys, Danny Hess, wrote us back about this one. It was actually on something that was actually on their local PBS.
Yeah, it was on NPR on the radio. She wrote up some radio plays, and apparently, one of the One of the people in it is like some Madonna type chick, and so they made up this really ridiculous, over the top parody of dance music.
Yeah, and the name of the radio play this song was from was called the Tabloid Torture Test, Test von Tosterone.
That's a long title. I know. How can anybody remember that?
Yeah, it's from 1991, and apparently it was on NPR all across the country. They played it.
Yeah,
it was a four-parter. They said.
Yeah, she got commissioned to do another one, and she was working on one, but I don't know what happened. But anyway, this is performed by Aaron, Chris, Danny, Jackie, who was in the play. The radio play, Denise, who was in the play, and Kat, who was in a band with Aaron and Danny called, what were they called? Churchill's Window. And we'll be putting some of that stuff on maybe later on, too. It's more like rock stuff that you like hear on Kerrock or something.
Yeah, because Danny says that none of that stuff has been put out, and he said he would definitely send us some of, when he gets a chance, he'll burn us some CDs of those songs, so we'll be able to play those, too. And, So, a few of them said that they would send us unreleased stuff they're working on or haven't released. So if any of the other ones want to send us unreleased stuff that we want to premiere or stuff they're working on that they want to premiere, please send us those songs.
What did you say? Oh, I'm just kidding. That took so long. Okay, so I want you to email us at, what is it? TheSheepIn@gmail.com.
I'm not talking. You said I talked.
I'm sorry. I was just kidding around.
Because I can talk shortly. TheSheepIn@gmail.com. Was that quick enough for you?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, you talk long, too.
I know. I'm getting... You know what? My brother said that we need to slow down. So, let's try... Okay, I'm Josh Cronenberg.
And I'm Billy Andrews.
Welcome to the Sheep Inn podcast.
Third edition.
Yeah. Can you believe that we're... See, it takes too long. I don't like
it. Yeah, our show would last like a day.
Yeah, at least. Okay, so this is Aquatica from Sheep...
They put it on the Best of Sheep CD, which was actually on CD that they gave us.
That's good, yeah.
So here's Aquatica.
My name is Piscana. I'll be your mermaid tonight. Butterfly stroke me in the sea. Side stroke baby all over me. With the dolphins we can't wait. Let's paddle up to Frisco Bay. You are my king Neptune. Can't you dump that other fish? I'll wrap my tail around your scepter and grant your every wish. Aquatic, aquatic, put your hands all over my fins. Aquatic, aquatic, run your fingers through my scales. Tie me up with seaweed. Me in your scuba gear. Sorry, Charlie, just the best tasting fish gets eaten here. Aquatic, aquatic, put your hands all over my fins. Aquatic, aquatic, run your fingers through my scales. I can give you chills. Come inside my gills. Squeeze inside my clamshell if you really want some thrills. Aquatic romance. Aquatic swim dance. Aquatic romance. Aquatic swim dance. Only the bait that hooks you can make you swim better. Only the one who reels you in can take it away. Over my fins, aquatic, aquatic. Run your fingers through my skin.
That was Aquatica by Sheep and Aaron and all the people that were in the Tabloid Torture of Tess von Tostrone NPR radio play from 1991.
Yeah, we need to hear that.
That's good. I know. That'd be cool if we were able to podcast.
Don't
like
they do have one? Don't they? Yeah, on the website they have one of them that was called the Moon
the Moon Malathion Moon.
Yeah, it's something. Oh, under
Murder Under Malathion.
Yeah, Murder Under the Malathion Moon, which was that the first one or the second?
That was the first one.
Yeah, that was the first one they did, and it's really good. I mean,
it's long though, but it's good.
Yeah, I mean, there's actually real actors on it too.
Okay, so looks like we've reached the end of our show. So first of all, we'd like to thank Sheep for providing us and letting us do this stuff. This is working out really well.
Yeah, only in when did we start in what, April? We've done three shows so far.
It takes a long time. Yeah, I had to go to Australia with my parents.
Yeah, and then our parents had to listen to like a lot of the songs that we had because of the Pinkerton people complained about us. And then our parents said, well, they're just a bunch of old biddies.
And they said if they
don't want to help us, you know,
probably at least 45.
If we don't want to be in their youth advancement league anymore, that, you know, they just said, well, you don't have to, you know.
Yeah, I think we're okay, though, because they've been pretty nice to us by giving us, like, a couple bucks to do this. So.
Yeah, they gave us $10 this month because of their budget constraints.
And we gave one extra song, too. Okay, yeah. And so the Sheep website is sheepwithme.com.
Yeah, and that's where you can go and listen to the stuff that they have on their website. And be sure to go and listen to the other radio play. They hear that when they... it's actually not a sheep thing. Because there, you know, only a few of them are connected with that. It's more NPR. the other people, but we have it on our website anyway. Right. Their website anyway.
Okay. And now, so if you want to email us, I said that, didn't I?
Yeah. Okay. And then, of course, we have to always say this is copyright 2009 by the Apollo Music Group.
And so we hope you enjoyed this version of it. And so we've also got this thing that Billy wrote that. It's some kind of a
Shut
note
up.
That I can't. It's so funny. He can't even read it. It says, Yak doll fitting because of Roy something and
would you stop?
Fuck somebody some.
How did you say?
It's what he wrote. I can't. I'm sorry, Mom. And then it says, give us some because they like those smugs. So,
yeah,
whatever.
It's like I was looking at two, and I can't read it either.
That's funny.
Okay. So I don't know what I wrote, but there was that word in there.
So we'll be back next month or something with some more songs.
We decided that to stop calling it the bi-weekly show because we wanted to try to do it every 2 weeks. And now we're just going to call it that way. At the end of the show, we'll just say, we'll see you when?
We'll see you next time.
Yeah, next time. So
this is Josh Cronenberg.
And Billy Andrews saying
goodbye.
Bye.
Okay, that ending was kind of lame, though.
Well, we'll do better next time.
Okay, bye. Yes, you did call me, but a repost.